It's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're glad you're with us today. We're going to be looking more at the life of Samuel. We're doing an overview of his life, and largely by reading about his life as it is recorded in the book of 1 Samuel. And so what you'll want to do is get your Bible and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12. And I'm going to be reading at 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 10 in just a moment. We're looking at a series of lessons on the great men and women of the Old Testament. And we have come to Samuel, the judge and the prophet. And we're doing somewhat of a survey of Samuel's life. Now, as you're turning to 1 Samuel chapter 12, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's begin our study with Samuel, or continue the study that we've been on for a few days. I'll begin reading 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 10. From the American Standard Version. And they cried unto Jehovah and said, "We have sinned, because we have forsaken Jehovah and have served the Baalim and the Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee." And Jehovah sent Jerubbabel and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and ye dwelt in safety. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, ye said unto me, "Nay, but a king shall reign over us, when Jehovah your God was your king. Now therefore, behold, the king whom ye have chosen, and whom ye have asked for, and behold, Jehovah hath set a king over you. If ye will fear Jehovah, and serve him, and hearken unto his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of Jehovah, and both ye and also the king that reigneth over you be followers of Jehovah your God, well. But if ye will not hearken unto the voice of Jehovah, but rebel against the commandment of Jehovah, then will the hand of Jehovah be against you as it was against your fathers. Now therefore, stand still and see this great thing which Jehovah will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto Jehovah that he may send thunder and rain, and ye shall know and see that your wickedness is great which ye have done in the sight of Jehovah in asking for a king." So Samuel called unto Jehovah, and Jehovah sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared Jehovah and Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 19. And all the people said unto Samuel, "Pray for thy servants unto Jehovah thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." And Samuel said unto the people, "Fear not, ye have indeed done all this evil, yet turn not aside from following Jehovah, but serve Jehovah with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. For then would ye go after the vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For Jehovah will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Jehovah to make you a people unto himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against Jehovah in ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good and the right way. Only fear Jehovah, and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 1. Saul was 40 years old when he began to reign. And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, whereof 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in the mount of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. And the rest of the people he set every man to his tent. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. And Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, Let the Hebrews hear. And all Israel heard, saying that Saul had smitten the garrison of the Philistines, and also that Israel was had in abomination with the Philistines. And the people were gathered together after Saul unto Gilgal. And the Philistines assembled themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and encamped in Michmash, eastward of Beth Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves, and in thickets, and in rocks, and in coverts, and in pits. Now some of the Hebrews had gone over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. But as for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. 1 Samuel 13 in verse 8. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, Bring hither the burnt offering unto me, and the peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offerings. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering of the burnt offerings, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, What hast thou done? And Saul said, Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines assembled themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, Now will the Philistines come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not entreated the favor of Jehovah. I forced myself, therefore, and offered the burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Jehovah thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would Jehovah have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. And Jehovah hath appointed him to be prince over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Jehovah commanded thee. And Samuel arose, and get him from Gilgal unto Gibeah of a Benjamin. And now we want to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. And we'll begin in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 1. And Samuel said unto Saul, Jehovah sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I have marked that which Amalek did to Israel, how he set himself against him in the way when he came up out of Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 4. And Saul summoned the people, and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah, And Saul came to the city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites, and Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah, as thou goest to Shur, that is before Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 10. Then came the word of Jehovah unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And Samuel was wroth, and he cried unto Jehovah all night. And Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, and it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he hath set up a monument, and turned, and passed on, and went down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of Jehovah, I have performed the commandment of Jehovah. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and this lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God, and the rest they have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what Jehovah hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, Though thou wast little in thine own sight, thou wast not made the head of the tribes of Israel. And Jehovah anointed thee king over Israel. And Jehovah sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of Jehovah, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of Jehovah, and I have gone the way which Jehovah sent me. And I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen and chief of the devoted things, to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry, and teraphim, because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Jehovah and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship Jehovah. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, and Jehovah hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Samuel turned about to go away, and Saul laid hold on the skirt of his robe, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, Jehovah hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou.